Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Chicago's police superintendent is moving to fire five police officers involved with the fatal shooting of teenager Laquan McDonald, who was shot 16 times while he walked away from police. Last year, the court ordered release of a video showing the 2014 shooting conflicted with police reports, and that video sparked protests and calls for Mayor Rahm Emanuel to resign. He did not, but he did force out the city's police superintendent. And the news this week about trying to fire the officers involved comes at the end of the deadliest single month that Chicago has seen in nearly 19 years. At least 400 people have been shot in Chicago and at least 78 killed in the city since August 1st. For more, we're joined by Chip Mitchell, reporter with WBEZ in Chicago. Hi, Chip.
Hello, Jeremy.
And so far this year, if you look at the annual numbers, Chicago has had almost 500 homicides and more than 2,800 people have been shot. That is more than New York and LA combined, and those are much larger cities. What's causing the spike in violence?
Well, the first thing to point out is that on a per capita level, Chicago may lead the nation in absolute numbers in terms of murders, but on a per capita level, there are still a number of cities with higher murder rates. And actually, until this year, we'd gone more than a decade here in Chicago without much change in murders, either increases or decreases. Now, what's causing this? I mean, criminologists try to pinpoint factors behind a surge in murders or a decrease over the years. And in any big city, there's always a lot of debate about this, and it's never clear. Police say here that they're struggling against illegal guns and gang violence. They're calling for a lot more gun control, first off. Some cops, Jeremy, they also say they're afraid any aggressive policing right now might get caught on video like that Laquan McDonald video, and they'll get in trouble for it. Their careers and even their livelihoods, their liberty is on the line. So some officers say they've gone fetal. That's a term Mayor Emanuel first used to describe the city's policing, Jeremy. And then there's, of course, a lot of mistrust in the police right now, at least since the McDonald video. So the cops maybe aren't getting as much help from residents of the most violent neighborhoods.
And when it comes to gang violence, are the gangs in Chicago different than the gangs in other cities? And does that feed into this?
Well, we have a terrible gang problem here in Chicago. And a couple of things that feed into that is we have extreme racial segregation in this city, affecting mostly the city's black residents and the Latino residents. It's about a third black, a third white, a third Latino, and they are very sharply divided in these neighborhoods, very few integrated neighborhoods. And then we also have a terrible problem with African-American unemployment, affecting mostly young people and especially young black men.
We spoke with Mark Payne today. He's the executive director of violence prevention, this group called Ceasefire. And he said that there's more to the story. Let's listen.
Some of the misconception is that it is all gang violence or street organizations that are fighting one another. I think a lot of it is interpersonal, you know, over girls, over minor disputes, over old money.
What do you think about that?
Well, it's undeniable, really. It's not all gang violence. I mean, the cops tend to say that about half the murders are caused by gang violence, but a lot of it is the presence of guns and people getting on the street, getting used to using them to solve any conflicts, Jeremy.
And what about, Chip, this news today, well, actually yesterday, but it's sort of making the headlines today, that Chicago's new police superintendent has filed charges to dismiss five of the officers involved in the Laquan McDonald shooting, including Jason Van Dyke, who was the officer who fired all 16 shots into McDonald. He's already been charged with first-degree murder. But how has the city's handling of the Laquan McDonald case affected police relations with the community?
Well, it led to this video came out last November, and it led to the first political crisis that Mayor Emanuel has faced. He fired his police superintendent. He fired the head of the agency that investigates the most serious police misconduct. The Department of Justice came in and started an investigation that could lead to all sorts of court-ordered changes. And the mayor himself appointed a panel to study police accountability. And that led to a whole raft of recommendations a few months ago, Jeremy.
So when it comes to the violence in Chicago, is there anything that people are saying that the city should be doing that they're not already to try to make sure that September isn't even worse than August?
Well, lots of different ideas. We're hearing calls for a massive show of force in neighborhoods to bring in the county sheriff's officers, Illinois troopers, even the National Guard. We're hearing pleas to resurrect a program that enlists former gang members and ex-convicts to intervene in conflicts that can lead to shootings. And, Jeremy, we're hearing calls for the city to revamp its community policing program to do a lot more to rebuild trust and basic communication with folks in the most violent neighborhoods.
That's Chip Mitchell, who is West Side Bureau Chief for WBEZ in Chicago, talking with us about what has been the deadliest month in Chicago in almost 20 years. Chip, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.